Listen to part of a lecture in an economics class and answer the question. And now, class, let's switch gears and discuss a different topic. Consumer Price Index, CPI for short. If you switched on the TV and heard on the news that the CPI in Canada was 2.1%, what does that mean? In a nutshell, it means that Canadian consumers paid 2.1% more than in the previous year for the goods and services included in the CPI basket. Although prices of goods and services rise and fall over time, when prices change too dramatically, they can have negative effects on an economy. In order to tell if an economy is experiencing inflation, deflation, or stagflation, we use the CPI as a gauge of the prices of goods and services. Believe it or not, when the Department of Labor's Bureau of Labor Statistics releases the CPI data monthly, the CPI's results are widely anticipated and watched. Who would eagerly await the results, you might ask? Well, the CPI plays a role for many key financial decision makers, including individual investors, the Bank of Canada in Canada, and the Federal Reserve in the U.S. The CPI helps the Bank of Canada forecast the interest rate policy and other decisions of major banks and corporations. I mentioned the CPI basket before, and now I want to expand on what this basket is and how we get the information. The base year market basket, which makes up the CPI, comes from detailed expenditure information collected from surveys of thousands of families. The information is not randomly collected. Instead, the information is gathered through interviews and diaries kept by participants who have agreed to disclose their buying habits. The basket is divided into 8 groups: food and beverages, housing, apparel, transportation, medical care, recreation, education and communication, and other goods and services, and includes more than 200 categories. Finally, the prices of 80,000 items in the market basket are collected monthly from thousands of retail stores, service establishments, rental units, and doctor's offices.